are. Welcome back to another episode of the greatest podcast on earth. Welcome back to the LeVar Walker Show podcast. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And before I get started, I want to let you know I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater September 29th to the 30th. Those tickets are moving. You can get them at LeVarWalker.com/tour dates, or you can go to the Atlanta Comedy Theater website in Norcross. But what's going on, guys? How's everybody feeling? Hope you all are feeling okay. I had a great day today. I went to go buy me a couch, man. I wanted to get a new couch for this new little podcast space that I've made, and it's upstairs. So they told me at Ashley Furniture that they could deliver the couch, but they couldn't carry it upstairs because they don't want to be responsible for scratching or tearing anything up. So I'm like, y'all gonna charge me $150 just to drop the couch off? He's like, yes, sir, that's right. And so I had to do a bunch of measurements and shit to see if the couch would fit through the door. I guess I'm not gonna even get the couch from now. I'm gonna have to get it from somewhere else because I'm not about to lift it. And I guess it's so heavy because it's a bed. It's one of them sofa beds. So it's like a let out bed because I'm converting this bedroom that I'm in into my studio. And so here we are, guys. Before I get started, let me make sure that my mic, can y'all hear me okay? I just want to make sure y'all can hear me okay. Are y'all able to hear me okay? I listen to all kind of music, trail, so I see you, but can you hear me okay? I'm doing a little mic test. How is the sound in Zambia? By the brother Joseph Himumbinde Chunka. How is the sound? We got Zambia. Somebody in Zambia watching me, man. That's amazing. I don't take that lightly. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters over in the motherland, man. I don't take that lightly, man. It's such an honor and a blessing that you even know me out there. That is just always interesting to me, man. But so the sound is good and we're off, man. So today in the news, I saw that Jonathan Majors broke up a fight between two schoolgirls, and I'm happy for Jonathan. Jonathan has been through a lot lately. He was wrongly vilified, and you know they tried to tear the brother down, but he's making a tremendous comeback. However, after watching the video of him breaking that fight up, I'm gonna need his PR company to call me because it looks highly, highly suspicious. It's like, you know, the little girls were fighting for quite some time. And then, you know, somebody was recording them for about 30 seconds. And then out of the heavens comes Jonathan Majors to separate the girls. And he just moves his mighty arms and pushes them apart. He just runs out. It literally looked like a movie scene. And I'm like, yo, what is this? And I'm going to show y'all a little clip of it. I don't really have the, I'm not going to show y'all the fighting part because I don't want to get banned. But this is it right here. Let me show you guys this, man. So that he ran in. I just didn't want to get them doing any physical altercation. And this is him. He's just pushing them apart, as you can see. Yeah, this looks highly suspicious. The little girls don't even see
that. No one did anything.
Recognize who he is for whatever reason.
Well, clearly.
It's very, very weird. And I don't know about this. All I can say is I wish I was in that PR room. I wish I was in the PR room when they pitched this to him. So shout out to his public relations team. Because what a great idea. Some guys in here, Jonathan, listen, I got the perfect thing. All right. That's what we're going to do. I want you to hear me out. Okay. I'm I'm gonna get two little girls. Okay, two little girls, high school. I know you think I'm going, what, hold on, Jonathan. I know you think I'm going off kilter here, but just hear me out. I'm gonna get two little girls, about 12, 10 to 12. We're gonna pay them. We're gonna pay them some money. They're gonna fight. Okay, they're gonna fight. And then, Jonathan, you, in your old man hat and your jogging pants, you're just gonna run. You're going to run over and you're going to break them up. And then we're going to leak this to the public. They're going to eat it up. It'll be all on TMZ. And Jonathan, this will help you. This will help get you back on the list, get those big movies back rolling. This is what we do. So that's exactly how this was pitched to them from what I could see. And I don't know who paid the little girls, but shout out to them. I'm glad they got their money. But I'm happy for Jonathan is cool. I know they want to do something to lift his stock back up. I get it. I think that his PR team, that this was a very clever tactic. And then looking at that video, whenever you see a black person break up a fight, they're going to holler out first. Hey, 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 y'all. It wasn't none of that. He just comes. He's running. He runs up very robotically, and he just spreads those mighty arms to get those little girls. And you would think that these little girls would go, oh, my God, it's Jonathan Majors. And ask for a picture of something, but this is totally bizarre. The person holding the camera was holding the camera for a good 15 minutes before they called action and Jonathan ran into the scene. I know what's going on. This is wild, and this is Hollywood. This is what happens. And even though the brother was wrongfully accused, I stand on that. He was wrongfully accused. I'm glad he's making a comeback. Shout out to him and Megan Good for their wonderful relationship that they're in, and she's also standing by his side. But, tell the PR team to call me, because It was a great try, but this was a fail. And most black people are going to look at this the exact same way that I'm looking at it. Like, nah, bro, you really didn't have to do this. We know you're not guilty. We know you didn't choke that white woman in that cab. You know what I'm saying? We know you didn't want to throw your career away. But this is where we are. And you have to be careful, because this is what goes on in Hollywood. You just have to be so careful in regards to these allegations. These allegations, any allegation on a man just destroys his character. It literally destroys his character, because in Hollywood and entertainment, and just your reputation is just a fragile egg, and it can be cracked. Any given time by a woman or a child. If you're a man, you're perceived in society as, you perceive in society as a predator to the elderly, to children, to women. So anything that is said against you, you will be guilty until proven innocent. And by the time you're proven innocent, you've bled so much money, you've lost so many deals. It's just bad. You know, as I go out through my journey on this, when I'm on set, if I'm working on a TV show or something, I don't even look a woman in the eye. I'm just like, look, I don't want to. It's almost you feel like you walking on eggshells or some shit, because you're like, yo, and I'm not like a creep or no shit like that, but it's just like, yo, like, I don't know. Did I say something wrong? Did I say something that maybe made this person feel uncomfortable? I don't know. So I just typically keep my mouth shut, and I keep everybody at arm's length. Ain't no hugging, none of that shit on set, because I ain't trying to blow my bag for shit. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all you need. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, real creepy guy. You will not work. It's a very small percentage of people that work anyway. I just got an email too from SAG-AFTRA saying that the actors are going to return to talk to the studios in regards to the strike. It looked like the studios might be ready. Who knows? I don't know how long this is going to go, but I can tell you this. Since the strike has been going, I think the downside of it is people are realizing what they don't miss and what they never needed, right? It's like nobody is sad that Jimmy Kimmel is not on the air. Nobody. I mean, there might be a couple of people in nursing homes that are upset in regards to the Tonight Show, but nobody cares. Nobody is crying other than the people working and that were making the money that SNL is not on air. Like, we are just in a totally, totally different game, and this digital landscape has just changed the whole culture and nature of entertainment. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my late night show. It ain't no different from Jimmy Kimmel. I get to talk my only difference from me and Kimmel or any other of them old shows is I get to talk my shit. I ain't got to listen to no motherfucker with a clipboard. I can just come to my people and talk. So this is the biggest show, as I say in the beginning, it's the greatest podcast on earth because it's mine. I own it. And I'm able to get in here, get on my Wi-Fi, and just chop it up with everybody and just talk this shit. And as I'm talking this shit, I got to drop the commercial. So September 29th to 30th, please, please come check me out at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. And also, shout out to the brother. I wasn't looking at the comments, but shout out to this brother for hitting me with the super chat. Jonathan Soul just blessed my soul with $5 in the super chat, man. Thank you, Jonathan, for that support. And you say he was trying to buy the block of brick. That is hilarious. That is very, very, very funny. So we're going to move right along. This was very interesting to me. I saw some stories about how people found out that their partner was cheating. This was hilarious, and I want to read a couple of these stories to you guys because my podcast ain't really about nothing. It's just about it's really about nothing, really. I just be talking. So these are stories about how people found out that their partner was cheating, and somebody asked the question, what was the craziest way you found out someone was cheating on you? And here are some of the replies. Reply number one, this is how this woman found out she was being cheated on. She was at her best friend's funeral. Folks were like, isn't her old boyfriend Michael coming? And I was like, do you mean my old boyfriend Michael? And then they were like, no, her boyfriend, and said his whole name. So basically, the man was cheating on her with her dead friend, who's now in the casket. And then she eulogized her. She found out that her best friend, who was dead, had been cheating with Michael right before she had to get up and eulogize her best friend. Wow. And you know what? That's all she could do in that moment was just go through it. Now, some people got petty, but let's just play devil's act. Let's just say she got mad and she said, fuck this bitch. And she kicked over the casket. Then everybody in the funeral home would have kicked her ass. They would have been whooping her ass. It would have been ugly. So all she could do was do the eulogy. That's very interesting. What a way to find out she was cheating. Another lady, what was the crazy way you found out someone was cheating on you? And she says she came through the window of our hotel room. Jesus Christ. So if a woman comes through the window of the hotel room, ma'am, you were the side bitch. That was the main, That was the wife or his main woman that found out that he was meeting you at the hotel. You ain't never been to that man's house. Oh, yeah. Every time y'all meet, y'all in the hotel. But that doesn't send any signals off to you. So, ma'am, that woman found out she was being cheated on, ma'am, not you. Okay? I go to the next one. This was another one. It was a crazy way you found out someone was cheating on you. His secret phone that he hid in the vent above the toilet rung while I was using the restroom after I made him breakfast. Man. So he had a secret phone that he hid over the toilet vent. And his stupid ass didn't turn the ring off. Shit started buzzing, or she heard a beep or something, and she just went through your whole hidden phone. Damn. Oh, man. Here's another one. It was crazy where you found out someone was cheating on you. His phone got stolen. She said a man's phone got stolen, and the guy who stole his phone called her and told her. Now, first of all, that guy broke hella man laws. He's a hoe. But he probably said, he probably tried to get with her. Maybe he looked at the phone, saw she was hot, and was like, yeah, I don't know who this motherfucker is. I'm about to get with this. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like that's what happened. Craziest thing, another woman. When I found a tampon in his car, now this was an interesting one. So the question again to anybody that's just tuned in is, What's the craziest way you found out someone was cheating on you? So this person says, when I found this lady or whoever, when I found a tampon in his car and asked him whose it was, and he said, I don't know, yours. The whole time I'm trans, nigga. You didn't realize that your trans woman didn't get a period, bro. Like, my gosh. Some people are just very, very horrible at cheating. And I don't believe in cheating. I don't think that's a good thing. And especially in this technologically advanced society that we live in, that everybody's watching, everybody's Snapchatting, everybody doing all this shit. Let's go down the list. What's the crazy way you found out someone was cheating on you? One weekend I had a family function to go to, and he said he was going to hang out with his boys. But he wasn't with his boys when he walked into my family reunion holding a girl's hand. She apparently was a distant cousin of mine. What? That is crazy. Oh, man, I wish I could have been the fly on the wall to see the look on his face when he walked in. What do you do in that moment, right? You think you sliding off. You tell your woman, yo, look, I'm going with the boys. We got a little golf tournament, whatever, you know, whatever you say. And you with the other woman. And she like, oh, I got to go to my family function. And and you walk into a family function only to find out that your main woman is her cousin. Wow. Well, at least we know you have a type, sir, and you love it to run in the family. Here's another one. What's the craziest way you found out someone was cheating on you? I had just come home from an overnight shift working as a corrections officer. My grandmother let me know that the bed sheets smelled like Kente oil, which was the same scent my boss had. I found out he was scheduling me double shifts just to sleep with my wife. That dirty motherfucker. You need to go whoop his ass. Like, that's an ass whooping straight up. That's just a straight bogus violation. He is your superior. You could probably sue for that. I ain't going to say whoopee. I'll get you some money. You could probably sue him. You could probably sue the company because he's your superior and he took advantage of you. So I would probably sue the company, and after you get the settlement, then go find him to whoop his ass. Wow. Here's another one. Craziest way you find out someone was cheating on you. When I went over to his place to surprise him one morning and he was in bed with one of my best friends. Damn. This just sounds like some shit out of a Tyler Perry movie. Here's another one. Homeboy sent both of us the same tweet and it automatically formed a group. Wow. It was a canon event. Jesus Christ. What's the crazy way you found someone cheating? You came home from a trip to Atlanta early and walked in on it in my bed, in my house, with my best friend who was wearing my clothes and my jewelry. This bitch had your clothes and your jewelry on, and he pumping her. You walked in on him mid-shaft, and this bitch got the audacity to have your jewelry and your fashion over shit on. Man, wow, how scandalous. I'm going to the comments. Guys, won't y'all tell me, since we running this live, tell me, how did you find out somebody was cheating on you? What was the craziest way you found out somebody was cheating on you? Let me just take one comment. Any of you guys want to share that with me? Y'all can, please. Come on, share it with me. Ro, what's up? You ever got cheated on? What was the craziest way you found out you was being cheated on? I got cheated on in college. This is my watch picking up what I'm saying. It was in college. I got my heart broke, man. It was rough. I never forget. Dudes was coming up to me telling me, yo, man, I saw your shorty in the drop top with this mama. I'm like, nah, man, nah. And then I called my girl at the time, like, yo, they say they saw you in the drop top, like, one in the morning with this motherfucker. And she was like, LaVore. She was from St. Louis and shit. No, LaVore, that is my friend. That is my friend. Like, we just cool. Ain't nothing going on. And I was so young and pussy whipped. I believed her, man. Oh, I believed her. And I remember being so hurt. I remember sitting in my dorm room playing Sade, just sad. Just sitting in the room playing fucking Sade with a tear rolling down my eyes. And this dude, I forgot his name. He was a dirty motherfucker. He was just dirty all the time. I'm crying out to him. And we wasn't even really tight. He was just a dirty nigga in the door. You know the dirty motherfuckers that ask you for ramen noodles and underwear and socks and shit. And I'm crying out to him. And as I'm crying out, like, man, I don't know what's going on. You know, this is the mid-90s. And shit, I'm thinking I got AIDS and shit. I'm thinking I'm about to die because she cheating on me. My heart broke and I'm crying out. And he stands there, not saying a word. And his glasses was always dirty. They were always, he had dust or grease on them motherfuckers. And he stood there. And I'm bawling. I'm very, very emotional. And I'm hurt. And we're both in an awkward silence. And he looks at me and goes, could I get some ramen noodles? And I just look, I said, nigga here, god damn. I can't do shit. I thought I had AIDS. So did somebody answer that? After I paid for fiber, wait a minute. What? Okay, let's see what she said. I placed the camera in the spot. She never touched the laundry and caught her with some dude built like a bag of bullets. What? He was a muscle man or something? He was killing her too, huh? She was fucking a linebacker on your ass. Okay, let me see. After I paid for fiber, he told me at and showed me the what? You paid for Fiverr or fiber? I don't understand, Kathleen. You're gonna have to tell me more. Divine Watches said they had to destroy some clothes. Okay, it looked like you watched Waiting to Exhale. Oh, after I paid for dinner, damn. Wait a minute, man. So you pay for dinner. After I paid for dinner, he told me and showed me her pic. So you bought this nigga dinner, and then he says that he's cheating at dinner? That is crazy, Kathleen. What the hell? How long was you dating him? Wait, first of all, Kathleen, first of all, how long were you dating this guy, and where were you? Where are you from? Left, yes, and left me at the restaurant. Wait, Kathleen, this don't even sound real. Kathleen, you're going to have to elaborate a little bit more on this, Kathleen. So, damn, 2 years in D.C., downtown. Wow. Damn, Kathleen, that's crazy. You dated him for 2 years? How long did you date this guy? He just said, fuck it, I'm out. He ain't even play with it. Kathleen, how long did you date him? This is very sad. Prayers go out to Kathleen, man. Jesus Christ. Man, that's just very sad. Can I hit this? Oh, that's sad, man. Woman done paid for dinner and everything, and this fucker picked me up for work, and you dated him for 2 years. Was his name Jody? Was his name Jody? And was he from Watts? This shit sound like Baby Boy. Except he actually left you for the whore that worked in the office. Oh, Kathleen, I'm just so sorry to hear that, Kathleen. Jesus Christ, man. Call me, Kathleen. Call me. Call me now. Oh, that's so sad, man. Well, that was fun. And moving right along. So Delta just recently changed their SkyMiles program, and I am a loyal Delta customer, but I don't really like that shit. Let's look up and see what they did, because that's not cool at all, Delta. I really don't know why y'all would do that. Let me see. Oh, man, now I done messed up. Now I done messed up. I done messed this up, y'all. Oh, there I am. All right. Let me just do a new window here. Okay. Let me do a new window. I got all these windows open. Okay, there we go. Let me pull this over here. And we're going to pull this up. This Delta. Let's take a look at this Delta SkyMiles program. This is wild. Sweeping changes to Delta SkyMiles. And I'm just now getting my miles up, man. And they wanna act silly. You know what I mean? Like, why, what are we talking about here, Delta? Just now getting my miles up. All right, share that. Okay, let's see what we got here. And then, yeah, people were pissed off today about this, man. Delta Airlines recently announced, Delta Airlines recently announced it's simplifying its SkyMiles program, prompting backlash from travelers who have been loyal to the airline for years. Delta travelers signed off this week in the company's social media comments section, expressing disappointment with sweeping policy changes. Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder to get elite status, especially if you're not a billionaire. Travel expert Scott Keyes told Good Morning America in a new phone interview. According to Keys, Delta Flyers could previously earn the Atlanta-based airline's coveted elite medallion status and perks based on a mix of how much they fly and how much they spend with the airline, but now Delta is going away with both. Man, they're getting rid of medallion qualifying miles, or MQMs, and medallion qualifying segments, or MQSs, to instead focus on redefined version of medallion qualifying dollars, or MQDs. This new announcement has shifted full weight on how much you spend with the airline. This continuation of a shift that's been happening over a while. For a lot of folks, it feels very unfortunate. It feels like they're not being rewarded value for their loyalty over the years, because now somebody can swoop in and spend 10 grand on a business class ticket and basically get gold status. Whereas someone who's flying twice a month or more for work across the country because their ticket doesn't cost enough, they're not going to be considered an elite flyer. Wow. That's messed up, man. Y'all wrong for that shit. Keys know the airlines can change on a dime. Yeah. Well, I mean, y'all gonna lose a lot. I'm definitely gonna sell some stock because that's bullshit. Y'all need to keep the program the same. I don't understand that. You know, I typically love Delta. Delta's a great, they are the number one public airline to me. I mean, I fly them all the time, but this is crazy. You need 6,000 MQDs for silver, 12,000 for gold, 18. That is crazy. Oh, man. And then they don't want niggas in the Sky Lounge because in Atlanta, they was acting silly in that Sky Lounge, so they ran their ass off. That's what happens. Niggas be fucking shit up, man. Y'all need to stop that shit. Just go somewhere, sit, and chill. Like, the Sky Lounges have been packed with motherfuckers, and they just said no more. People can't even come in there and just take a break. Let me see. After multiple years during pandemic, the pendulum forcing airlines to figure out how many elites is the right number. So basically, you could just come in, get you an American Express, spend $50,000, and you elite on there. I mean, people that just use that American, I guess what'll end up happening, people just gonna use their Delta American Express, you know, buy their, you know, pay their mortgage, pay all their bills off on it, and then pay that shit off. And then they got the status. And I'm thinking about doing the same thing. I got a little bit before I'm gold. I'm not even gold status at Delta yet. But I got a little way to go, and I will be there. And I'm about to make that shit happen now. I gotta go spend some monies. So today it flooded in Atlanta, man. Ain't nobody tell me nothing. It ended up flooding. I didn't see the flood because I was at home. But it flooded. I don't know what happened. They had hard rains. Kids at Clark Atlanta was shut, locked into the dorm. They had feet up to their knees, and it did not look good. It was a bad look. Cars flooding. I stay on the outskirts of Atlanta, but I wasn't affected. It was dry as a bone where I was at. It just happened. It happened. Like, literally out of the blue. This is insane. Let me show y'all some pictures of this, man. This is crazy. Look at that. All right, let me bring that up. Yeah. I'm going to bring myself down. Let me switch it. I really wish they would. There we go. Look at all that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I mean, it's just backed all the way up. Look at that. Look at that, man. Look at that. Just shit everywhere. I don't want no ads, bro. Boy, they put these ads everywhere, don't they? Look at that. Look at that. That's Clark, Atlanta. Y'all feel me, bro? That way it is right there. Look at that. Unreal, man. The Tesla would have been curtains. Look at that. Look at that footage. Look at that, y'all. Ooh, woo. Really, really bad. My prayers go out to everybody that was involved in this. Very, very unfortunate, but it's kind of showing. I do feel like, you know, like this was the hottest summer on record, and this is where we headed, man. Shit is pretty wild the way everything is breaking down, systems are breaking down, and it's pretty, pretty wild. It's very unfortunate. I don't know if I talked about this the last show, but the global warming is getting serious because you have actual insurers that are pulling out of big territories like California. I think Progressive, a State Farm, pulled out of there. In Florida, they're pulling out. They're not covering homes anymore because we're looking at catastrophic losses. And I tell y'all this, if you smart, buy you some land in the Midwest, man. Buy you some land in the middle. That land is going to be worth a lot of money real soon. In Miami, you know, everybody be in Miami. It be some grimy motherfuckers in Miami. They was in there, the TSA workers, in there stealing people's money. Stealing people's money while you going through the damn checkout, and they in there stealing, and ain't nothing your ass can really do. I'm glad they caught these guys. Miami TSA officers seen stealing. What is this? Why is this thing? Boy, they know what they doing. Miami TSA officers seen stealing from passengers in newly released footage. Newly released captured a moment. Two TSA officers stole $600 in cash and other items from suspected passengers' luggage at Florida airport. Jose Gonzalez and Liberius. Listen, black people, we gotta get rid of the "es" in these names. I have talked about this extensively. This "es" brings a lot of trouble. This suffix, this is a suffix, this "ius" in our names, that "es" means you going to jail. This is a very bad thing. Let's ban "es" in the black community. We're not going to use that. Lavanius, Labarius, all these "es"s. Like, if my name was Lavarius, I wouldn't even be here. I would probably be in the penitentiary. So we need to stop using those names. But yeah, I'm glad they caught these guys. These are the two guys as they're stealing out of the bags. And then people was probably pissed, like, man, I had $600 in cash in there, I swear to God. I know people was tearing their bags up looking for their shit. Because you know how you panic when you look for something and you keep looking over and over in the same spot, hoping that it will magically appear. That is what these people were doing. That's exactly what they were doing. So I'm just really glad that these guys were caught. So y'all take y'all, look at that. Look at that, just scamming. Look at their ass. Look at that. Look at that. You can tell he's stealing. See, he looking around before he take the shit. And these are the culprits, man. Gonzalez, that's Labarius, and that's Elizabeth. But I guess the charges weren't too harsh. Maybe they only caught them stealing, you know, maybe less than $1,000. So they end up getting a slap on the wrist. But they done lost their jobs. Yeah, they have. They have lost their jobs. And life goes on. And last but not least, but Kamala Harris, guess what? She was spotted back at the Hip Hop 50. She's back at the cookouts. Whoa! I mean, I don't know. Is it a coincidence that she always comes to the cookout right when it gets close to election time? Or am I tripping? Am I tripping? This not fact? I know this is going to boil some asses here and get people upset, but it just seems like every time around election time, Kamala show up dancing with hot sauce and chitlins and shit in her purse. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, are we going to fall for this shit again? Is everybody going to fall for this? Is this what we're doing again? And then she's having people. She has people like, I'm not going to say their names, but, you know, certain celebrities that have been invited to the White House. Why are you talking about Kamala? She's a black female and the right president, because Kamala don't give a fuck. Kamala signed that law into effect in California that three strikes you out. Kamala and Joe Biden done incarcerated more niggas than any period of history of time, other than probably slavery. So I, you know, and this is fact. All right. I'm not about to sit here and pussyfoot around with the shit. I'm not even trying to be political. I'm just stating the facts. I'm not falling for it. I, you know, your ass out there, hey, y'all, ah! And black people just be like, yeah, there he is. Yeah, the clap. Get some ribs. Let little dance. Let little dance come alive. And then she go back on the Breakfast Club and everybody holds hands and she's black again until they win. And then she's back. Yes, I want to thank my Indian grandparents. Got you again, niggers. This is how this goes. The fuck? She said she wasn't black, but she will be black again. She's going to be black the next few months leading up to the 2024 election. And guess what? You're going to fall for it. Because if you don't vote for Joe, you ain't black. That's what's going to happen. So it's what it is. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at the game. I'm just the messenger. So, guys, this is it, man. I guess we can wrap this up. A shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Like I said, man, the show has really picked up. Shout out to comedian Miss Anita. Thank you for tuning in, Miss Anita. Very funny. Anita's funny. Very funny. Terrific. Get a good load out of her. But shout out to her. Appreciate you tuning in. Divine Watches on YouTube. Tell me what kind of watches you got, Divine Watches. You sell watches or something? I just keep my little Apple Watch on. Y'all see me? And I put a Richard Mille face on that hoe. On my little Apple Watch. My Apple Watch Ultra. One of the greatest watches. I'm going to tell you. Well, guys, I guess it is time to wrap this up. I hate to leave most times. Maybe we could do some bonus shit. Let's see. Let's just talk some shit. Let's see what the fuck going on Media Takeout. I could just talk to y'all. Fuck it. I ain't got nothing to do. Oh, shit. Let's see. Let's go over Media Takeout and see what they are talking about. Okay. Let's just go down the list here. Can I get that over there? I got to do something so these things don't pop up. Get off of there. All right. Come on. All right. What is that? Oh, Lord have mercy. How do I stop these damn ads? I got to put something on here. I'm going to stop this shit. So rapper 21 Savage's wife divorcing him. Let me take this off. Let me see. Now I'm going to get into my fake DJ Academics type shit now. Yeah, I'm about to show y'all ass something. Oh my God, these ads, bro. I gotta put a pop-up block on here. The fuck? Come on, bro. All right, 21 Savage's wife is divorcing him over Lotto being his side chick. I didn't even know the nigga was married. That's crazy. That's crazy. These thug niggas be married and they be about family. They really do, bruh. Shit, that my wife, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He might get deported because he's from Britain. Can I click on this? Oh, rapper 21 Savage, biggest rapper in the world, but he may now be in a world of trouble because he's been messing with Lotto. Lotto hot, too. He's been married to his longtime sweetheart, Kiana Joseph. They got two kids, and they've been together for a decade. And I guess Kiana say, fuck that. This is Kiana, and she is about to call immigration on his ass. The rapper who's had a ton of brush-ups with the law is an undocumented immigrant. Oh, yeah, she about to call ICE on his ass. His marriage to Kiana served to help fix the status of rapper, which uses marriage to a U.S. citizen to get his green card. Well, you have fucked that up, 21 Savage, because that sister going right down the ICE on your ass. Well, sister, before you go to ICE, you better work your child support payments out, because, shit, I don't know if you had to pay if you over there overseas. So you better work it out. Savage, real name, C.I. Ben Abraham Jones was taken to custody by ICE during Grammy Week in 2019. Yeah, so he's a Brit. He's from Britain. He's a British rapper who talks like this. Yeah, you feel me, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I was out there. Why all them new rappers talk like that? It's like you have to sound incoherent. You have to sound incoherent and inarticulate to be cool now. Like that's what's happening. Like in every interview, you know, they all the same shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like fuck that shit, you feel me? Like on gang, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you feel like it just came to me and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like real goddamn talk. Like that's what it was, like for real. So shorty hit me with the woo-wop, the band, the woo-woo shit. I'm like, bro, quit playing with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I go call my little man, shit, he pick up the phone. I'm like, ah, you know what I'm saying? Like this is how they talk, and I don't understand it. But let's go down the list. What else they got over here? What else do they have at the media takeout? Let us see. Can I go back? All right. Oh, these damn pop-ups are killing me. But let me see. I'm gonna go back. Come on, guys. What else is going on? That's 21. Mexican artist Peso Pluma threatened by Mexican cartel for rapping about El Chapo. They don't play that shit in Mexico. We be talking about all the tough street shit. That Mexico street shit is on another level because the gangsters over there own the government. So you have to abide by cartel rules. Thank God I live in America. Okay, it's a slow day over here. There ain't nothing I see interesting. Oh, Danny Masterson's wife distraught after rape sentencing but will not divorce him. You might not divorce him, but you about to get you a boo because that's going to be a long 35 years his ass got. And you know, speaking of that, I was watching this new documentary on Netflix. Y'all should check that shit out if you got a chance. But it's about the Boy Scouts of America. I didn't realize, as a former Boy Scout, I didn't realize how close I was to getting raped after watching this documentary. Like, fortunately, I had good scout masters and leaders, but it's no telling how long BBA did the program before somebody would have touched me. And I grew up in Chicago where one of the brothers was from, which is crazy to me. So I'm going to watch this shit again. But I got to get out of here. Look, Atlanta Comedy Theater, 29th and 30th. I need y'all ass there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Pull up on me, man. I got a great show. I've been writing jokes and shit. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. So September 29th, 30th, Atlanta Comedy Theater. And guys, this has been a Stone Cold Groove. So until next time, this is the LeVar Walker Show podcast. Be blessed.